You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Yeah, buddy. I'm going down south. I'm gonna have myself. That's exactly where we're going. Exactly where we're going, guy from Primus, is to South Park. How you doing, folks? I'm John Barrett. With me, as always,
Kira Batte.
Ain't it grand? Ain't life grand? Tonight, in our series of South Park classic episodes, because there's no new South Park to do for y'all, we move to Season 1, Episode 8, titled Starvin' Marvin. And just remember, guys, Bing is for doing. Anyway, this episode, largely considered one of the first classics.
Yes.
It was really, really, really well received at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, it is South Park's first Thanksgiving special.
I loved that.
I love that it opens with them watching a Thanksgiving special of Terrence and Phillip, which is funny to me because Terrence and Phillip are Canadian and thus celebrate a different Thanksgiving than we do.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. I don't know if it's established, if it's canon yet that Terrence and Phillip are Canadian.
Well, sure, it might be. Look at their faces.
Right. When did they establish that, though?
Later.
Yeah. So, but Terrence and Phillip are Canadian. So come on, guys. Come on. But it's a great sort of parody of a Thanksgiving special.
Absolutely.
Basically. You've got them trying to help poor people and failing, pretty much. then you've got the violent attempted violent overthrow of the town by the genetically engineered turkeys.
Yeah.
And then you got Sally Struthers. All three things that we see every Thanksgiving. And all sorts of Thanksgiving. It's been since the Pilgrims came in 1620, Thanksgiving has been about violent, genetically engineered turkeys, feeding poor people, and Sally Struthers. Those are the three things from Thanksgiving. And I also love the little, it's so many bizarre little South Park-y elements come into play. We've got the Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, which is a Christmas thing, Trey and Matt, not Thanksgiving.
I guess they're South Park, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
As long as they make it funny.
I guess, yeah. They can just sort of mix all of your treasured
mm-hmm,
holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fat jokes in this episode, too, which I think is appropriate for Thanksgiving. Because God knows it is really just entirely a celebration of at this point in our development as a nation, Thanksgiving is basically a celebration of our fatness.
Yes.
At one point, it was created by President Abraham Lincoln to help sort of unite the country, and now we've taken it to watch football and eat way too much turkey, and I'm
yes.
for it.
And fighting with family members.
Yeah, of course. But I am for all of those things. I'm for fighting with your family, watching football, and eating too much turkey. Some other firsts in this episode. We got the first appearance of Kyle's dad and Kenny's family.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I believe it's one of the first like real celebrity appearances.
Yeah, if you want to consider her a celebrity, right. But I get it. Yeah, celebrity appearance,
which is great. It's it's the episode that inspired future editor for the show Tom Vaught. I hope that's how you pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. To join.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a nice little tidbit. I didn't know about that.
It's on the Wikipedia page about the.
Perfect.
I know. So it has to be true. they can't lie to you there. No,
yeah.
It's not made up or anything. The plot of the episode, as I'm sure everyone is somewhat familiar, but they're watching the Thanksgiving special of Terrence and Phillip, which, again, I have problems with, but fine. And then it's interrupted by the commercial for Sally Struthers' agency. I forget. I think it's like the Christian Children's Fund. It's a parody of the Christian Children's Fund.
Remember which thing that she did, but yeah, again, starving children too. In Africa.
Where you know, the idea would be that you sponsor a child. They use, is it Kyle or Stan? I can't remember. One of their mom's credit cards to adopt a starving child because it comes with a sports watch, which is, I mean, that's the best reason.
It was like a
Taco
sports watch, which is like, do you remember back in the day?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I remember those. Fun. I mean, worth donating your mom's money to the starving African child to get it.
It's practically free for them. Yeah.
So that's great. So they donate to this, and then this starving child comes from Africa, from Ethiopia, one of the most poverty and famine stricken countries in the history of countries, comes to America right around the time of Thanksgiving to see just how horrible we can be as a nation. And I think one of the most sort of pointed moments of the like Thanksgiving element of this whole episode is when they have the moment where they're donating the canned food to the poor family, Kenny's family, and they throw Kenny
in
the like,
only poor person in South Park.
I guess they're the only poor family.
Okay, I just want to establish that early on
because they don't have any other poor families standing around. So Kenny is thrown into the machine. And basically, they turn donating to the poor into a spectacle of violence against the poor by throwing him in this machine that just shoots cans of food at him.
Which is so genius. I thought when I was first watching that episode, mm-hmm. I thought he was going to die in there.
Yeah, my memory was that he died in there, too. But that was wrong, obviously.
Well, we were just logical people.
Yeah. It would have been so funny. It would have been so cutting, Matt and Trey. So go back 15 years and change it. Before we get too bogged down in the specifics of this show, have you guys heard of this Amazon.com place?
I actually have.
Do you like buying stuff?
Absolutely.
See, me too. And Amazon.com, great website to buy stuff at. Really, really top notch. You can buy lots of stuff there. Problem is, you got to like type it into a search bar or your navigation bar or whatever and get to that website. And that is just a mess of bull crap. So we at AfterBuzz have done a great service to you, dear listener, where we have put up a little banner ad, a little banner on our website. It's a link to Amazon.com. Click on that. Buy whatever you want. Let's say South Park DVDs are what you want. I assume you want them because you're listening to this show.
The South Park classics.
I mean, unless you just want to see our pretty faces, I'm assuming you're a fan of South Park. But you might just want to see our pretty faces. I mean, I know how we look.
Especially in this studio.
Yeah, this studio does
it. Great studio.
Does it for us. Go there. Buy your stuff. They give us a little kickback. Doesn't cost you anything. And everyone's happy. You get to continue hearing us talk and look at our pretty faces. So this is an episode where South Park as a show starts catching a lot of flack.
Yes.
mostly that flack comes from their portrayal of Sally Struthers. Sally Struthers in this episode is portrayed as grotesquely overweight, I would say. I would say grotesque is the right word.
And I was going to ask you, so I've seen her and she is big, but has she ever been that big?
I don't believe she's ever been that big.
Okay, because I was asking you too. I'm a Full House fan. I was like, I've never seen her in Full House. Yeah, so she was only in All in the Family. That's what she's known for.
Yes.
But I love how they switched it up.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah. That's great.
Just letting you guys know. Yeah.
But she apparently saw the episode and
since
was,
she's such a fan of South Park, I'm sure her PR team didn't tell her anything.
According to Matt and Trey, they were told that she was a fan of the show before this episode.
Yeah.
And then saw this episode and was deeply offended. I can't imagine that she was that offended by a fat, being called fat. She's been called fat forever. she was the go-to fat joke for a very long time. Maybe that's what offended her, because this was like a particularly grotesquely fat version of her.
Yeah.
But I think what the problem might have been is the implication that she's hoarding all of the food. Now, I don't know how much... Maybe my brain is operating on a twisted logic, but if you're, and this is the logic that Matt and Trey lay out on the DVD commentary of the sequel to this episode, Starvin' Marvin in Space, which includes Sally Struthers represented as a Jabba the Hutt-like monster. But they say in the commentary that they're sure Sally Struthers is a nice person, as are I'm relatively convinced that she earnestly believes in what she's doing. But if you are a fat person trying to raise awareness and money for starving people, there is going to be that thought. That thought's going to pop into someone's head. Oh, I wonder why they're starving. Is it because this fatty is eating all their food? And I just, you know, I don't think, I think it's not unreasonable in terms of logic, not in terms of like saying, oh, look at that fat person, they probably ate all the food, but like it's not an unreasonable logical jump to make.
Absolutely.
So
and then as we were talking about, she's also been made fun of in episode 19, season 7 in Grey's Anatomy, episode 6 of Living Color as well. So it's not just South Park. She has to get
not
used
just
to
South
it,
Park.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the Minds of America. That
gotta grow you gotta grow thick skin along with a thick layer of fat over your
so
gut.
So it's not just South It's not just South Park. It's everybody.
No it's everybody.
Everyone thinking
that. And it, you know, it's one of those things that gets into the collective unconscious. Like, you know, I hear the name Sally Struthers and the first thing I think of is that fat lady that everyone makes fun of. I don't think of Family Ties because I wasn't born when that went off the air. And
really?
I think it went on.
I just know Full House. I don't know the All in the Family one. So that must have been not our time.
Yeah, no, All in the Family wasn't our time.
Did you know that she did a nude sex scene with Jack Nicholson as well?
Go on.
You like that image, don't you?
Yes, I do. Go on.
And that's about it.
Oh, that's all you know about
that's
it.
All I know about
it. All right, well, I am going to be looking that up shortly.
During our commercial break, we'll look it up.
During our commercial break, we're going to find that on, I don't know, XTube. And, Wikipedia has has a great sex scene section on it. What am I? But along with all the fat, there's a lot of fat jokes about Sally Struthers in this episode. Some good ones about Cartman. Cartman also has some great little insults that he throws at the other guys, including shouting at Stan that he's a vast deferens, which is this is sort of a non sequitur, but like, what? Why would you call someone a vast deferens?
Because Cartman can say anything.
That's like a weird thing to call. That's the tube, for those of you who don't know, that's the tube that connects your testicles to your prostate so that sperm mixes with your semen.
So how does Cartman know that, but he doesn't know how to correct... They don't know how to correctly pronounce Ethiopia or, like, anything else,
I don't
else,
think
really.
He knows that that's what a vast deference is.
He must have heard it around.
Kenny knows what it is, which I believe, because Kenny knows everything.
Okay, yes, yes.
All of the grossest things that ever get said on the show are said in that muffled Kenny... Yeah. voice.
And it's our filthy minds that just know exactly yeah. what he's talking about.
Yep, we do, because we're all thinking it. Mm-hmm. All of us. Every last one of us is thinking it. All right. So, hey guys. Kira.
Yes.
You heard of this company called Apple?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not 100% clear on what they do. I know it involves, like...
you should buy stock in that company. It's
probably.
Successful.
Yeah? You think so? Mm-hmm. Okay. I've heard it's a passing fad, but they have this thing called iTunes, and I believe in that iTunes, you can use this thing called the podcast app. Now, for those of you who are unaware, what you are experiencing right now is something of a podcast. So if you're interested in this, you might be interested in lots of podcasts. And you can use iTunes podcast app to find them. Another thing you can use that podcast app for is to rate this show.
Please.
Please rate it. Let us know what you think. You can leave a comment, too. Tell us how awesome we are. Tell us how much I suck.
No.
Find other AfterBuzz after shows.
Yeah.
Like
also,
Archer and Wilfred.
That's right.
Yes.
Archer and Wilfred, who I must say about those shows, the hosts... Very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
I second
very,
it.
Very, very handsome. She seconds it. You can also find America's Got Talent on yeah. there.
Since this demographic is going to be yeah. so interested,
everyone,
I know you guys are watching America's Got Talent.
They definitely. Well, for those of you who aren't like are comfortable in who you are and are watch it and admit to watching America's Got Talent, our lovely Kira Bate is one of the hosts on that.
Yes, thank you.
So check that out and be sure to rate and comment and tell us why you love us, because we thrive on compliments.
It's how we live.
That's right.
It's like a battery.
Exactly. So this episode,
uh-huh.
I think is particularly notable because we see another shift in Cartman becoming Cartman.
Yeah.
He spends the entire episode making fun of poor people until he's forced to live like them. And is very, very bad at it. Cartman has that famous line about his taxes, paying for the poorhouses and all of that.
Yeah, he's a little Republican in the making.
He's
like,
little,
he pays taxes
yeah,
anyway.
Like, yes, one, like he pays taxes. Two, what? Three.
Yeah. What Republican told him that?
Yeah.
It's pretty much, like, I didn't
yeah.
even know that, Cartman.
Come on, Cartman. But he becomes Cartman by becoming literally saying a line from A Christmas Carol delivered by Ebenezer Scrooge.
And that would be
great. If they want to die, then they better do it and decrease the surplus population.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Part.
Which is.
And I've watched that a million times. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Well, the more you know, folks.
Yeah.
The more you know. Do we have that? Never mind.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. It's not your fault. But it might be mine. There it is. Oh,
I love
glorious.
That.
Glory be. So I think it's fitting punishment for Cartman to be sent to Ethiopia to
yes.
starve for a little while and collapse in that like mud pit praying to his God.
Making
who has forsaken
God.
Him.
Yeah.
Which is so perfect. What else did I have on?
Well, that's something that always happens to him.
Yeah.
Is he'll do something really mean and horrible. He puts in that, like, the ginger stuff. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? He's in that situation, and then he never learns his lesson
nope.
anyway.
Nope, never does.
That was like me as a child, honestly. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like all of us. Deep
okay,
down.
Good.
Deep down in the pit of who any single one of us is, we are Cartman. We don't learn from our mistakes.
Isn't that horrible?
We don't learn from our mistakes unless... learning from our mistakes makes it easier to get our way next time. As I think That's the part of us that Cartman represents. Is that the id? I don't know. The e?
Oh, yes.
Whatever.
I can't remember. And I got my degree in psychology. But then again, I went to U of A. So remember, we talked about that last time. So that explains a lot.
That might explain something. Yeah. I took one psychology class at Emerson and...
Oh.
I don't have that kind of brain to understand.
That means you're normal.
I hope so. I love the line. The last line we get from any of the kids is, "I like him a lot more than Cartman."
They always do, whoever it is.
I think honestly, I would definitely take a trade Starvin' Marvin for Cartman.
Yeah,
straight up, I would rather have Starvin' Marvin around.
Why
than Cartman.
So?
Because I think there's goodness in his heart as opposed to Cartman.
I think Cartman would be so entertaining.
For about 10 minutes.
Nice to me. Yeah. And then he'll start picking on me and then I'll cry.
Yeah, and then you'll cry and hate him and call him fat ass. And then he'll cry and hate you. And then something bad will happen.
Yes.
I just love that Cartman calls him one of Ass Deference. Oh, I also love that he asks. They also establish a little bit more of that relationship between him and his mom, with the constant shouting of "Hell yeah, I want cheesy poofs," and then
he teaches that to Starvin' Marvin.
And then when Starvin' Marvin shows up, he asks his mom immediately, "Mom, we found an Ethiopian. Can we keep him?" And his Cartman voice that I can't do.
That but was pretty that good. Inflection, the
ma'am. Which, of course, she says, yes, you can keep them. And then, slowly, Starvin' Marvin takes on some of the personality traits of Cartman.
Which like was the, so shameful.
Yes. Bad move,
Starvin'.
Cartman.
Bad Starvin' Marvin. Marvin.
And he takes the exclamation "sweet" as his own, which is great and comes up throughout the episode, and I like that. But basically, I just love that Cartman is a straight up D-bag, and that's pretty much where he stays.
Yeah, and he makes a show. Like, that's what I think is so funny. And I love how every time, like, South Park always does stuff that's just so... It's just reality. Mm-hmm. It's, like, how ignorant people are.
Right.
And it's just, like, this is how you act like America. You are assholes. And then, it's like, again, it's a cartoon, so we can just see exactly how we really act like.
Yep. And it's funny because they're kids.
Yeah. But then again, we never learn anything.
Yep. Nope. We never, ever... learn.
Although they try to teach us lessons in the end. This lesson was how we ignore the commercials and how they are real people.
Yep.
But are we going to donate? Are you going to donate after this?
Well, I don't have money to donate, so...
Oh. Well.
I need that money for rent.
Me too. Yeah. I need that money for food myself, so...
Yeah, I need that money for tons and a huge stockpile of food that I'm going to keep from a bunch of Ethiopian kids. I think it's time for us to hear a little bit from old Wooly.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
XOXO Wooly Bear. So, I just want to... This is a... We want to wrap up talking about the cultural importance of this episode. This episode is kind of the linchpin of the South Park dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple television critics put it on their year-end list for best episode of the year, including a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Hang on. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look it up. Did 2.2 million, which is insane.
Wow.
Insane amounts of people watched this episode. It was put on a list. I think it was the Chicago newspaper that I referenced before and can't remember the name of that put it on the list of the top 10 reasons to watch South Park. Just like the top 10 reasons and one of them. Wow. No, top three reasons. It was that few.
And what were the other two?
I'm going to look that up soon. Let's see. Doo-doo.
Yeah, I was
Thank
like,
you.
Do you want me to do like a song and dance while you
That'd be great.
Look it up?
Yeah, if you could do The Village Voice. Let's see. Yeah, Chicago. Okay, so it was the Chicago Tribune. It was a top 10 list of the reasons for the popularity of South Park. And it was on its 2000. It was also on that same publication's 2003 list of the top 10 funniest episodes up until that point in the show. The Boston Globe referred to this episode as particularly uncuddly. I don't know what that means. but okay. Chicago, like I said, the Star Tribune, the Bill Ward of the Star Tribune described Starvin' Marvin as Cartman's finest half hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then there was some bad press.
Well, that's just awful. Yeah. So,
yeah. So just, screw you, yeah. The Irish Times. I think it's a great episode. It's also considered a classic, along with like Mecca Streisand and Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
And so, always considered a classic, except by the Irish Times, the Boston Globe, and Sally Struthers. But who cares, Sally Struthers? You're a fat food hoarder.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV. Or
no, they're facts. They're facts, voice. Facts. Anyway, we can't do predictions. There's nothing to predict. Because we already know what's going to happen. We're already at the most recent episode of South Park has aired already. And we did our predictions then.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for us to start saying goodbye. Kira, tell them where they can find you.
At Kira Batte on Twitter.
That's right. You can find me at JDuganBarrett on Twitter. And also hosting the Wilfred Show tomorrow when that's on. They can catch you on AGT.
Later tonight.
So check us next week. Same bat time. Same bat channel.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.